ATIA. This is Michael Loff with Gail Yarnell from Adaptive Technology, a division of Perkins. And why don't you tell folks, of course, we spoke with John earlier specifically about the new Braille, but talk about what you do in the adaptive tech side.
As Mike said, my name is Gail Yarnell, and a lot of you may have known me as Gail Yarnell from Adaptive Technology Consulting, a New England-based adaptive technology company. We became part of Perkins April of last year. It was announced at ATIA last year. And we are the technology division for Perkins. We provide technology product and training and support in the New England area. We are going to be expanding into the United States, the whole United States. New England is actually part of the United States. And
the better part, right?
Well, the blue part.
The blue part. Okay.
And then we
the
will...
The snowy and cold part right now?
Right now, yeah. But it's 40 on Sunday.
Oh.
And we are going to be reaching out internationally. Perkins itself, the School for the Blind, the producer of the Perkins Brailler, has an international piece that works with schools for the blind and agencies serving the blind in 62 countries, I believe. We are, at this conference, we are introducing a 40-cell Braille display made by a company in Japan. The product is called the Sika Braille Display. It's 40 cells, USB connection. The big news is that this Braille display is retailed at $2,495.
Wow, so you're breaking the price barrier there.
We are.
Yeah, very good.
There will be a 10% discount off that price until March 1st.
So anyone going to the website, which would be what?
The website would be, oh, there's so many now. You would go to PerkinsProducts.org or Perkins.org or Adaptive Technology or AdaptiveTech.net. You'll find it kind of in all of our, we're still merging websites, and it's amazing how complicated that can be.
Okay, so what are some of the key features of this device?
The most exciting feature is the price. It also has a 2-year warranty. It works with the more commonly used screen readers that support Braille displays. So it works with JAWS, Window Eyes, HAL.
So wait, they have the drivers already?
It's a Power Braille driver it's using.
Gotcha.
We are hoping to be able to work with Saratech and get the system access working with our Braille display.
And how about the navigation? Do you have the wheels?
No wheels. We have the cursor routing keys across the top of the cells, and then you have 8 other buttons that allow you to do the standard navigation commands, switch in and out of grade 2 Braille, switch in and out of 8 or 6 dot Braille. It depends on the screen reader that you're using, what those keys do, or they can be programmed to do whatever you want them to do.
Oh, that's very useful to have those programmable
keys. Did I say it's a USB connection?
Yes, USB,
okay. All right.
Which is very good. So now when you say you're offering like services throughout the country, what is that exactly? Is that like phone support or explain what you're talking about?
With this particular Braille display, we are now looking for dealers. So if people are listening to this that are dealers, we would like to talk to them. We have an exclusive in the United States, Mexico, Latin America, with the exception of Brazil. No, I'm sorry, that's not exclusive. The exclusive is Mexico, Puerto Rico, Caribbean, and the United States. We have a non-exclusive in Latin America and in Canada. And so eventually what we want to be able to do is be providing this product and future products through dealers.
And then what other products do you offer?
Well, that's to be determined.
Oh, okay.
This is really new.
This is your first at ATIA.
We carry a lot of other products, but a lot of them are only in the New England area. So we carry HumanWare products, and we carry Kurzweil and the KNFB reader and several CCTVs. We carry Enhanced Vision CCTVs. We carry Zoom Text.
So, I mean, I in Indiana could buy from you, but as far as your support level, you're saying that
we will not sell where we, for example, HumanWare, we can't sell in Indiana.
We
have been very careful about staying within our contracts. This Braille display, yes, we could sell it to somebody in Indiana. And we do have products we can sell in anywhere in the country. We can sell Zoom text anywhere in the country. But we do believe very strongly in providing training and technical support. So,
how do you do the training? Is that telephone? Do you have some kind of web-based?
The training that we have been providing in the New England area is one-on-one training for the most part. We do some workshops, but primarily we do in your location one-on-one training.
So that's a lot of people are going through their rehab services usually, or.
The VA is a big part. The Blinded Veterans is a big part of our training. School systems, we do a lot of training in school systems. In Massachusetts, the Commission for the Blind provides training for their clients. So primarily we're working with school systems, university students, individuals, and the Veterans Administration for training.
Anything else specific you want to mention here?
It's very exciting for us to take this step and be able to provide the services that we're doing to a wider population. One of the reasons we are bringing this Braille display in at a low price is that we believe very strongly in Braille and Braille literacy, and future products are probably going to be connected in some way to that philosophy, the whole Braille literacy philosophy.
Very good. So again, give a phone number, maybe email address for contact.
Our phone number is 978-462-3817. It's 978-462-3817. My email address is Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E, dot Yarnell, Y-A-R-N-A-L-L, at Perkins.org.
All right, thanks for joining us. I wish you success with all of your new endeavors.
Thank you very much.